I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. I walk up my shadows, only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone there will find me.
FM.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow. Covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? But time makes you bolder. Even children get older, and I'm getting older too.
Like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my 103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may see a little patchy smoke in the air for today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and north winds 5 to 15. Our highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows near 50. Sunshine, upper 70s on Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make of your days? If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, well, I hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could. still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you.
This is 103.1 FM. is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last report of our series on protections against overturning the presidential election, we consider what happens if the state official authorized to certify your state's election results refuses to do so. It's not as far-fetched as you think. Ohio's hyper-partisan Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, made no attempt to hide recent partisan attempts to change the rules for citizen ballot initiatives, try to stop initiatives his party didn't like, and aggressively purge black and brown voter registrations. Pro-democracy organization PublicWise is also tracking statewide officials considered election threats, including the election board chair and vice chair in Wisconsin, the secretary of state in Florida, and the lieutenant governor of Georgia, among seven battleground states. Democracy Docket disturbingly pointed out that in states including Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Nevada, candidates elected November 5th could be sworn in before the federal December 11th certification deadline, meaning an incoming governor or secretary of state election denier could be the executive authorized to certify. Most states have penalties for willful obstruction of election proceedings. Failing that, the U.S. Justice Department could enforce the new Electoral Count Reform Act, Voting Rights Act, or civil rights laws. Those may not keep rogue officials from trying. We've linked to more analysis at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may see a little patchy smoke in the air for today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and north winds 5 to 15, or highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows near 50, sunshine, upper 70s on Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
Think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Oh,
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Here's some wine and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Look into my eyes.